It is day two of Prime Day. It is an entire two-day national holiday that Amazon, the tech Goliath, has built around increasing enrollment in its loyalty program. And it has also of late become an occasion for protest. In just a few minutes, we're going to be going live to a warehouse in Minnesota where Amazon workers, largely East African immigrants, are launching the first work stoppage that the company has faced during a major shopping event. But we're going to start a little bit closer to home with protests in San Francisco that were targeting some of Amazon's business practices, including promoting its facial recognition technology to ICE and local law enforcement. Here is our reporter, Casey Repke.
At a warehouse in Shakopee, Minnesota, workers planned a strike to raise awareness of working conditions at Amazon factories. A group of tech workers in Seattle, called Amazon Employees for Climate Justice, is supporting the strike. And here in San Francisco, labor activists and immigrant advocates gathered in front of the Amazon building downtown to hold their own protest. Beatrice Herrera is with San Francisco Rising. It's an organization dedicated to lifting the voices of workers of color. She says she wants to hold Amazon accountable for its actions.
We will not be complicit to the way that Amazon is currently generating profits. Did you know? Amazon is working directly with local law enforcement agencies and ICE throughout the country to store and turn over data of undocumented immigrants so they can be detained and deported by ICE.
A recent Washington Post report revealed that ICE and the FBI had used facial recognition technology on several states' driver's license databases, which led to solving minor crimes like petty theft and immigration violations. Amazon workers are petitioning Amazon to stop companies that directly contract with ICE from using its technology. Kung Feng is with Jobs with Justice. He says he wants Amazon to end its collaboration with ICE.
We demand that Amazon cut its ties to ICE across the board, using Amazon Web Services to store all this data, transfer this data, give this data so that ICE can detain and deport people and target them. We want them to stop this facial recognition technology that they've developed, and they're using this to give to law enforcement.
Amazon has said that the government should be the one to determine acceptable facial technology use, not the corporation itself. Many San Francisco protesters were speaking out against Amazon's connection to ICE because of the conditions in border facilities. Don Masumi is an anti-internment activist. He says that Amazon's facial recognition technology is a threat to immigrants and to privacy, and reminds him of World War II era internment of Japanese Americans.
Japanese Americans had few allies to fight for their rights during the war. But this is not the case today against this corrupt, racist, and degenerate administration. People are standing up all over the country to fight and oppose their crimes against humanity. We must use any means necessary. And that includes going after any company or municipality that does business with ICE. Amazon's product is not only a threat to immigrants, it is a threat to our privacy and legal right to protest. Stop selling this technology.
While protesters rallied outside the Amazon building, a small delegation of activists went inside the building to try to deliver a petition calling on Amazon to cut business ties with ICE and end what they call abusive working conditions in its warehouses. The petition had been signed by over 250,000 people. But Marcella Oñate-Trules, with Young Workers United, says that Amazon did not let her deliver the petition.
We tried to deliver these petitions to the 19th floor to the Amazon building. We were in the elevator and they told us they were on lockdown and wouldn't let us in. So we got up there and my compa Bridget was trying to enter. They pushed her out. There were two security guards who pushed her out. They wouldn't budge. They were letting other people in and out, but not us. So it's clear they aren't really on the lockdown. They're just on a lockout.
Despite being unsuccessful in delivering the petition, Oñate-Trules says she still has hope that Amazon will hear her demands.
We have tried contacting them, emailing them, and they haven't responded. I'm feeling kind of upset that they wouldn't accept the petition, and we had to wait and get pushed out by security. But I have faith that we'll be able to deliver it in some way or form.
For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Casey Rupke.